What's up, movie fans? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy. It is time for another Audioboo movie review. The review I'm going to be doing today, right now, is What to Expect When You're Expecting. It came out May 18th. It's already playing in theaters. It's been playing in theaters. It's pretty much your comedy romance kind of flick. The movie's based on the New York Times bestseller, What to Expect When You're Expecting. Pretty much, you know how everybody is when they get pregnant. It's this like Bible of Bible books to read to kind of help you through what to expect when you're expecting. Does that make sense? Since the title of the movie? Okay, you get it. Basically, the movie is about five couples who are all going through their own type of parenthood kind of thing. One lady gets pregnant after finding out she couldn't get pregnant. It's been a hard time. So they go through some stuff. Dennis Quaid is in the movie. He's an older gentleman with a younger chick. She winds up getting pregnant. I don't want to tell you too much about it, but there's a lot of stuff going on in this movie. Cameron Diaz is in it, Jennifer Lopez, Elizabeth Banks, Chris Rock, Dennis Quaid, like I said. Ben Falcone, Joe Manganiello from True Blood. Yes, ladies, the werewolf. He pretty much in the movie, he has his shirt off the entire movie, so that might be something, a little plus for you girls out there. Fellas, it is not a total 100% chick flick. I know right when you watch the trailer, you're like, oh, hell no. But no, it's got some comedy in it. There's a group of guys called the Dudes, Chris Rock's posse. Basically, these guys are dads who have kids, love being with their kids, and they just kind of meet in the park. They're kind of like a gang of dads. And they pretty much help a couple of guys go through their coming of age of being a dad. So that is pretty much the only funny part. A lot of the funny stuff you see in the trailer, which kind of ticked me off a little bit, but there is some comedy left that you don't see, but yeah. Is it worth checking out in the theater? Probably waiting. I'd probably wait if I were you guys for Netflix. That's just my opinion. Girls are probably going to go run and check this movie. It's definitely a chick flick. Get the girls out, go out, and everything else. Guys, it's probably worth just to wait until it comes. And if you can convince your chick to wait till Netflix, I do that right there. Unless somebody pays for it, and then you got a free movie. So, like I said, I liked it. It had some comedy in it. The guy part, Dennis Quaid's awesome in it. Like I said, there is some funny stuff in there not shown in the trailer. But what I didn't like about the movie was... Jennifer Lopez's character. I didn't understand why. Maybe it's because I'm not too fond of Jennifer Lopez. Sorry. But I didn't understand why she was in it. And it's just, I don't know. I'm just not going to get into it. But well, other than that, it's Jennifer Lopez and the fact that they showed a lot of the good stuff in the trailers. That's why I didn't like it too much. How many popcorns do I give it? Probably 2.5 out of 5 popcorns for What to Expect When You're Expecting. 2.5 out of 5. All right, and that's pretty much it for that review. If you have a Twitter account, make sure you follow me on Twitter @MikeTheMovieGuy, and make sure you check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. Peace.